The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. The other day at the woodpile, I did something dumb, and a chunk of wood kicked back and clobbered me across the knuckles. In an instant, I'm striding across the yard, gonna put some distance between myself and the hollow tube of pain radiating from my pinky finger to my shoulder. It's gonna pass, so hurry up. I'm irked that this is happening. I pace stupidly a while and fail to distract myself from the pain. I take off my glove and have a look. A little cut, and all the fingers are swelling. But everything passes the wiggle test. I put ice on it. It hurts. I spend the evening annoyed and disappointed with myself because nothing's getting done. Next morning, the day is new, the swelling is down, and the injury has been reduced to a science project. The scab on the cut, the marbly bruises, how it's puffed. Overall, though, it's the same hand it was last week, just a little banged up. So maybe it was a little scary. My life wouldn't be my life if my hands weren't my hands. I wonder what it's like to have someone look you in the eye and smash your hand, breaking the bones, because they don't like the way you answered their questions. Once I fell off my bicycle and dislocated my shoulder, and I didn't like that at all. I remember lying on the couch, trying to visualize golden healing light, and all I could see was bloody meat. Sometimes, they'll string a person up by the wrists, and the weight of the body rips the shoulder socket apart. It's a tactic to get the person to cooperate. Maybe they leave the person's clothes on. Maybe they do other things to the person who is hanging there. Once I flung a wet bath towel over a clothesline that was too close to an electric fence. My whole torso was rocked by a jolt that came in through my fingertips. For some people, torture is just a job. You gotta do what you gotta do. Some dads don't talk much about their work. When the Abu Ghraib story was breaking, I happened to visit a friend who pumped news into his life nonstop. The radio or the television, not terribly loud, but constantly bludgeoning you with its information. "Can't you turn that off?" I demanded. "If I was in a place like that," he said, "I would want people to know about it." That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.